Say, yes, we are aware of it, that this thing is happening, and it ends there. nothing is being done. How are we going to solve it? And if it is a challenge, whatever it is, if it is a challenge, it needs to be faced. We can't go on thinking to say things are challenges, this is a challenge. What we need here is action. We want to see action. Things should happen. Shouldn't be taken as well. As for this finding on page 5 that was made to available to district municipalities, that is page 5. Yes, I agree and appreciate, but I think nothing is going to happen. We've been to roads, we've been visiting municipalities, nothing. I remember a story that the chairperson used to say that potholes, they are using umhlaba, just umhlaba, and a cement. That is exactly what is going to happen. I feel there should be more monitoring. Because we'll keep on saying there are no roads there. It is true, there are no roads. And if you give them that so much money, it's going to go the wrong direction. We have that. We have seen that in Northwest. Money is going somewhere else instead of repairing roads. I think we shouldn't just end like we've given them so much. Go and check what that so much has been done. If those roads have been done or not. And outcome number 3. Improved rural access, blah, 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 blah. I just don't know. Let it happen. I don't know. How are you going to do it? Because as we are here, we are really crying about rural roads. We don't even say those rural roads should be cut, but there should be roads, accessible roads, that people should try. You really don't know. Those roads are there. There are places where we don't go to when it is raining. After the rain, we can't travel. I know you have said you are going to do something. Doing something, I'm going to do something. Even next year, you'll come back and tell us that we're going to do something about it. We are doing, you see. Let us see what you are doing. Let us say, and we have done road number 1, we have done road in such and such a place, like the bridges that we see they have been implemented. There's the roads also, from the national roads, from the provincial roads, going to people, going to clinics, going to schools. Those are the roads we are crying about. There are no roads. It's because there are no roads going to clinics and schools. Up to now, I haven't heard anybody saying we've done roads going to school number one, or clinic number one. But it has been, we are going to do the roads. We have done, we've started. I don't see anything. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. So I'm going to ask about 3 or 4 of the easiest questions ever for this day. But I want to start first by the rationing in the back. I think everything you are doing when you spoke about targets, the performance of the release of particular targets and the fact that they were partly achieved. For me, I think that's a joke. That is your good intent. There's no party when it comes to achievement. You either achieve or you're not. You can't party about it. leadership of the department to reflect to us in terms of what those constraints are and how are they going to be managed going forward, whatever the eyes are there. And then my second question would be on page 113. I think it speaks to the issue of it speaks to the issue of more than 287 students that have recently graduated, but it speaks to the issue of students, but reflecting that there's high dropout level. Now, I would want to establish from the department side in terms of what are the reasons that they were able to deduce from the students who dropped out. What would have been the reason for them to drop out? So that we're also able to establish whether indeed these are your normal dropouts or their forced outs, because these are two different things. Oftentimes, even people who are forced out are called to have dropped out. And the next question would be, just to understand on page one, on issues of misconduct, I think it's on page 136, it's about 23% of misconduct cases that have not been completed. I just want to establish in terms of what level the disciplinary processes are at in terms of this particular cases. And then when 127 would speak to the issue of that mom getting just fled. I want to take it over and say, in terms of your, in terms of your FET, you are saying the number has increased from 5 to 8. I would like you to tell us the names of those FETs and their provinces, so that we are able to establish the authenticity of involvement in your area. I thank you, Chair.
Honourable Kofu.
So thanks. I can refer you to page 34. The Civil Aviation Authority. And the third line item, promulgation regulations, review, update regulations in line with our care and SOX. One of the problems we have is our fleet, which is well over 10,000 aircraft in this country, is that up to half of them are grounded at any one time because they don't have airworthiness certificates. And that's not because they've been grounded because they are mechanically dysfunctional or being in a crash. It's simply because the aircraft owners, through the umbrella body, aircraft owners and Airport Owners Association of Power, believe that it's completely wrong to charge an annual fee to renew that airworthiness license and then ground the aircraft if you don't have one. So they say an aircraft's airworthiness has nothing to do with whether you pay a fee or not. Most often the manufacturers specify how often the aircraft has to be checked and serviced and a license renewed. It's very, very rare that an aircraft has to have that every year. So I'm not convinced that the regulations, which we say now we have achieved, actually are helping. In fact, they are harming the industry and they're harming the I would have thought the actual drawdown regulation and enforcement of the administration is important, but it's only a means to an end. The end in itself, in this particular item, take one example, is to have safer aircraft, safer skies, less aircraft accidents, and certainly less aircraft accidents that result in fatalities. And fatalities have actually gone up in the last year. I'm a little unsure as to why the outcome is not something which talks to the end product, which is, have we achieved a regime which in fact results in a safer industry? Rather, the outcome that is measured, have we passed the legislation? I would have thought that was a step towards that process and not the end of the thought. Now, on the staff, the short term, again, it's not particularly detailed and driven down. But I'd like to refer you again to the Civil Aviation Authority. And in the three key safety divisions, the air safety division, the aircraft safety division, and the related one, we have got far more agencies there than at the CAA generally. So that's actually the key business end of that particular entity. That's not clear from this report that, in fact, we have a critical shortage of senior management at the most important level of the CAA. What we do have on page 65, if I can draw the chairperson and the department committee's attention to that page, is a financial report under over expenditure of the program. Now, if you look at program 5, Civil Aviation, there's an underspend of Establishment of Aviation Safety Investigation Board, there's an underspend on that's the most important one. I don't know what the appeals committee in this particular case is. But I would have thought in a situation where we're having more pressure that comes out in the annual report, it's referred to there, there is at this stage, or was at the time the report was published, the annual report, a lack of trained mechanics on the aircraft safety machine, that the very least we should be trying to do is getting these investigations to safety, aviation safety investigation boards up and running. And it's always nice if you come in under budget because you are competitive and you find a supplier who can supply the same product at a lower cost. But I'm not sure that saving 2.2 million rand here and not instituting a key element of our safety regime is an achievement. It seems to me like it is actually so those points are all interrelated. It goes to aviation safety, both at the staff level and the establishment of oversight bodies, and indeed where it would appear that SAACA, which is one of the entities, the three entities that we dealt with today in aviation, which is supposed to be ensuring that our skies are safer, in fact are guiding the industry to make money, is seeing the industry as a revenue generating exercise with serious paperwork to get money out of people and then grounding the aircraft if they don't succumb to that particular form of pressure. And I don't get that sense at all from these reports. I see very kind of mechanistic, bureaucratic approach, and it really doesn't talk to me about what we're actually achieving. It seems to me that airport owners, aircraft owners, ATNS, retired and not retired people are saying, so the aviation authority is in trouble. It is not performing its job. Nowhere here does it talk about runway incursion incidents. And you know, sitting opposite me, there are huge problems at Bonn Airport with extensive runway incursion incidents. I simply don't get this in the report. So could we have some comment on that?
I will give the opportunity to the department to respond. And then I will take the second part and the third person to go on the second part with the honorable colleagues followed by honorable committee.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks to Member Mangwana.
funding.
Okay. It's full time equivalent.
It's not full time equivalent.
Thank you.
A follow-up question, please, sir, and a request that next time when you report Mawethu, just give us examples like this is being done in such and such a place. But even if it's just one or two, we are doing it at such and such a place, then we'll be satisfied. Well, but if you say we are doing it, and we don't even know where you are doing it, it's difficult to believe. Just get one example or two examples. We are doing it. Example, a certain such a place of done this and that and that. Thank you, Chair.
Immediately after transferring my name in Summerton, we went to committee, and we did not take the job. And then someone has been a one about people who were preparing my microphones with the cement. And the service was here and I was over a year to the bank and about it didn't happen. We went to Northwest, and Northwest did. We did not see any work that was done by Thomas. So the first thing I was asked was about the microphone.
Right, and I'm sure you remember the approach that Usavita has brought, the one area around the first knowing the metric, and him and his team going the speed to inspect is one of the approaches that we're trying to do to deal with it. So you mentioned the amount we transfer with the delivery and the reported amount of jobs. So there's a team, and I'm sure, I don't know if you want to. Then that's what he is doing. Yes, of course, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to sit there and claim that yes, it is. No. But as I said, as this committee is pushing us, we are also pushing everybody else in the line so that we can achieve the objectives of what this board wants us to achieve. And we are doing that. And I'm not going to come in. Yes, when I know the committee members know that they don't do that. how easy the department conducts our business and how we measure it. And I think through this collective effort, that's why I said that these are the emphasis I was making, and how we also are moving up from the red to the yellow, from the yellow to the green. The work of this group is helping us achieve that. And this is one of the areas. A lot of things want to come in on this national level.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for listening to you. I think the sentiments from the committee is well received. We, however, also have some challenges here and there, which we think we are almost overcoming them on a daily basis since we started reviewing the whole thing of Amazon. The issue of the full-time equivalent, yeah, is quite a difficult situation, Chairperson, as you right say, because after 4 months of work, what else is this person going to be doing?
Mm.
It is quite a challenge, Chairperson. I quite fully agree with you on that. That is why, in the reviewed approach of the Harvard Council, we have introduced strongly the element of cooperatives, which would say, let us go beyond the 4 month period of the full time equivalent, but go beyond that and get people to form themselves into cooperatives. And I was very happy when the Minister of Transport at the breakfast show, TNA, was speaking very firmly on that one to say, we are reviewing the program of Tamasonke, where the cooperative movement will be the order of the day. So with that, it means that we are going to be seeing the activities similar to the Zambele of Cape Town, where a person, a household is engaged into a contract with government for a year which is reviewing. No one has been retrenched since then, since we started the council program. So I think, Chairperson, that is what we are talking about. We will do that. We are reviewing the whole Tamasonke program because we felt it is not the way we should be doing business with the community. So that one is really taking a different shape. But the cooperative movement is the one that we are focusing on mainly when it comes to this kind of programs. I want to also go further to what Mawetu has just said, to say, just to add to what Mawetu said. You see, Chairperson, we are government. So it means that, you know, when, like CIDB, for instance, you see, when you talk about CIDB, we also have some challenges with CIDB, because the grading of the contractors in the CIDB, like we use, seems to have some challenges here and there. So, but again, it's a legislation which we need to use as the implementing agent of government, as an arm of government that is focusing on the implementation of programs of government, on roads in particular. So when you look at the CIDB, you look at the full-time equivalent, the EDWP, those kind of issues. I think as the leaders, as politicians, and the policy makers, because you sit in all the committees in government, you need to advise us, and maybe get your advisors, your legal advisors, to look into these prescripts. Because we as the officials, we have to implement, because we are implementing it. So we need to deal with that. Because sometimes you need to look at whether it's assisting us or not, or whether it's window dressing, as they are saying, Chairperson. If we are invited to make an input, we will do that. If I come to the 21 district, I just want to go back to the 21 district that you refer to.
Mm.
That one is to say our road network of 750,000 kilometers of roads. We do have this element of our road network which are like not declared. They don't have an assigned authority to look after them. Now, we want, therefore, to say how many of those roads 3,704 kilometers. That is, we know that separately. Then this other 140,000 kilometers which is not declared. Now, we need to capture that data. That is why we are assisting this run with departure because they don't have the capacity. Yeah, there's about 140,000 kilometers that has not yet received the assignment in terms of ownership. This system, therefore, is assisting us to capture that data so that we can declare that through the processes of register, and then they can be assigned to an authority. But at present, when you go to the provinces, you will find that some are not attended properly because of this. They will say it's a district municipality or you province. So it is after them kind of a thing. So we want to correct that so that there are no orphanage roads in South Africa. So this is the process that we are about. So it's gone quite far. We are working also with Sandra. Their system as well as the proposal, but they are limited in terms of the capacity because they are focusing only on the 19,000 kilometers. So just going out to assist these rural municipalities who are many don't have the capacity, they don't have engineering capacity, but they cannot hire engineers. So it's incumbent upon us as the transport department to make sure that we know our network. It's part of the what is our network, they say in terms of know your network, your TINA, which you are know your network. So when we go to National Treasury, then we have a need as a country to say how many roads do we have and what are the classes of these roads. So that when we ask for more funding, we mustn't just talk about 750,000 kilometers of road unclassified. That system, therefore, in 20 district municipalities will assist us to come up with the classification of this road network, in fact, get the data first, and then classify, and then declare. That is that we are almost there. We are almost there. So we will therefore say, it's a process. It's going. It's not something that you are planning to do. We are doing it.
Okay.
We are collecting data. We are working with Sandra, with the capacity from Sandra and ourselves, and making sure that we purify the information we receive from the provinces. And therefore, we start the process of register, document chapter 3 of register. We say, let us categorize and classify and assign. That is the process we are in now. So that when we go to training, and we say, we want this kind of network, this province has got this kind of network, this province has got this number of spirits. Then, national training, because of the allocation formula, this new formula, it needs a number of kilometers of road. If we don't know, we will be shortcut. We will be short receiving our funding, which is due to us. That is the process we will have. But let me clarify the issue so that we all know where we are going. Yes, the M&D side of things has not been held anymore. We just have a 3 years away. That is why we reviewed the Haber song to talk to the issue of clustering provinces so that we give focus on a particular cluster of provinces with the resources that is coming from us. So, I just wanted to mention so that we know where we are. Thank you very much. The rural access, let me just cover this one. Access, the rural access, yes, the problem. We fully understand. But the DORA allocation, if you read it nicely on the PRMG, it says it will be the maintenance of roads. So therefore, that's why we are focusing our energy on this together with the flood damage. That is where you'll find that maybe other roads to access to school that is need to be addressed out of the equitable share of the community. Now what they do, I did discuss with Madam Chair, to say, probably please allocate your equitable share to the road infrastructure so that when we talk about this conditional grant, which is the PRMG, it focuses on the DORA as an asset. But now we cannot deviate. That is a major challenge that we face. Not unless we revisit the DORA allocation to talk to the issues of access, not necessarily on the maintenance, focusing only on maintenance and flood damage. That is how it's structured as an act. But to their premium to revisit the equitable share allocation to favor the road infrastructure building in their province. Because they cannot just rely on the grant, which is the PRMG, as it says, as we speak. That is where, maybe at the political level, it needs to be elevated to that level so that there is a flexibility of the PRMG to look into this kind of matter, to schools, clinics, and stuff like that. But at present, there is a challenge. Thank you, Chair.
I appreciate the explanation. But I want to keep take out and unpack the Humboldt. When we say we have the Humboldt, what does the Humboldt do? So that we can have a common understanding, which is not just the Humboldt is going to be maybe be used to repair among potholes, or it's going to be used to recover.
Thank you, Chairperson. The summer of your funding mainly is the maintenance of roads. One, the rehabilitation, whether shallow, deep milling, whatever you can call it, on the visual assessment that has been, the conditional assessment of roads that has been done in the province. That mainly is focusing on the blacktop roads. And then you look at your potholes. Potholes, yes, they are formed in our blacktop roads. So in focusing at fixing potholes, major rehabilitation, that you know when the road has failed, maybe the whole kilometer of the road has failed, you do a major rehab of the current stretch of the road. Then in terms of the issue of capacity, you do the capacity building in the process of provision. So people who are doing, implementing Tabasonge, you enhance capacity. That is what we are doing. That's what we are doing right now. With this kind of recapturing of profit. We are boosting capacity so that we know what we're talking about. So it talks to the issues of risks, potholes, like if you see on the annual report, it talks about square kilometers, and then talk about regravelling, but focusing on flood damage. Flood damage and the cold haulage. That is where the Humboldt budget goes. Unfortunately, you know, when it was muted at the summit that we had, it was going to talk about the development of the strategic network, rebuilding. If I remember very well the resolutions we took. But when it was crafted with the dollar, and the dollar allocation, then it becomes something else. That is why I think it is an act of parliament which we need to review and make sure that we influence this decision to talk to the issues of access to schools, to clinics, and so forth. But right now we depend on the equitable share to deal with those challenges, not because of the PRMG and the dollar. That is where the difference is. So if we can amend the dollar allocation to talk to the issues of access to schools, access to clinics, and so forth, it will make sense. Create those pedestrian bridges that are able to translated at the strategic framework before of the portfolio committee. It will make sense, because that is where the challenges are. Well, the new formula talks about traffic volumes. I had a problem with that. So we are busy engaging with National Treasury on the formula itself. We are having some engagement already. To review the formula itself, because it does not assist us moving forward. In fact, it looks only if they are wrong, if a road is good, then we will have it. If there's no, if road is bad, you don't have it. That's my argument. If a road is bad, you will not have it. If the road is good, you will have it, isn't it? So that is where the challenge is. So maybe Jefferson, if it's a debate of his own that we're talking about here, so that we can redirect the focus, our focus in terms of the Amazon and the PRMG funding. As for the summit resolution that was added, whether it was that we had some years there, I think it was 2010, if I remember correctly. Then we'll be talking to the issues.
Chairperson, one last question. Is this Seamba song supposed to be implemented in all provinces?
Oh, yes. It has got it. All provinces get allocated. If we knew, we were going to present it live. Yes. That the 2010, 2011, KZN received so much. Western Cape received so much.
Eastern Cape received so much.
Now
the problem. Sorry, Chair. Sorry. That is why earlier on I said all these things need monitoring. You see, say Eastern Cape has received so much, but there is nothing that you can see. There is nothing.
I think the attempt, I'm not going to respond to you, but I think the sentiment is well captured in the vision and the criticism is attempted to use. I think there's a number of discussions.
Can we try and break this up by saying that if Papa's talking about telling the police to charge, we must all have a common understanding on whether that money is allocated to deal with the upgrading of the inadequate infrastructure or the maintenance of the adequate infrastructure to prevent it from deteriorating or it deals with the provision of the new infrastructure. That is where we need to be very clear. When we talk about solving, what is the focus area of Tamba Zone? Are we upgrading the inadequate infrastructure, which will then mean it is, if we are in rural areas that are gravel roads, we would then be looking for a low monitoring of those roads, or stabilizing the soil to make the road accessible in all weather conditions. That is the outcome. If it is for maintenance, we would be looking at ensuring the infrastructure that is there doesn't need a local good home.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there is a real marking of the road where there are no marks. And there is also the installation of the road bank where there are no road banks. And there is nothing, if we are dealing with inequality, there is nothing that says a rural gravel road cannot have a straight line. There is nothing that says that. But the problem that we are experiencing is that a rural gravel road where there is more danger do not have straight line. When we now have advanced in terms of technological development to a level where you can erect a solar street light, which would be good for rural areas because it is a non-grid. It uses non-grid electricity. But in rural areas, dangerous areas do not have the street lights, and we don't see that challenge anyway in the terms of the department. Let us agree with the end. This is one program that we need to further unpack so that we all have a common understanding of it. What is it that we are addressing in terms of the problems on the ground? Don't come as well. Can it be used to cut a grass on B room and M room, or the grass cutting can only happen on L or on N room, but when it comes to the D room, even if the grass is taller as Uma way to Asnanda or AKC, Uma, Miwa, Uyaka, Matama, 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 Maka. Those are the issues that you need to address.
Thanks, Chair. Not that airworthiness really needs certification to certify that the airworthiness is not necessarily about the number of promulgations or regulations that we necessarily pass, but it's just to make sure when we say an aircraft is airworthy, it has been certified. Feet to fly. It's not grounded merely because people are around and make it costly for people to acquire the airway certificate. It has to be certified to make sure that it's fit to fly, it's fit to perform duty. That's why if you had Chris speak earlier on, one of the things that you also trying to do on the roadside particularly is to have this periodic vehicle. Because you have someone who's owned the car for 10 years. No, that's the time. Comes in, goes with the rain season coming in the region now. Cape has been having the rain season. It's raining, you don't want to break, and the car just kills. But I'll ask Tala to respond, but everyone is not much certification because of God to certify. That's the only reason. It's not because of the problem because of the car. It can't have a license, but it's not airway. It shouldn't be. Like here, that's the only reason.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you for teaching. It's a pity. Doesn't ask the question, it's not in the house. But there's issues that are dealt with by civil aviation authority. They are in their report, and they can't be in our report. The issue of the staff and air safety operations and aircraft safety and airworthiness, those are not dealt with by civil aviation, by Department of Transport, but dealt with by civil. I'm sure if you look at their reports, you will find the information required and the staff comments. But let me say that in terms of the promulgation of regulations, and I think not only the department, all departments are expected to have regulations that are in line with a particular act. In our case, in 2009, three acts were combined into one because they were not compliant to ICAO standards. And out of it, we had the Civil Aviation Act of 2009. And we had, therefore, to align our regulations with the new act. I'm not sure if we're not supposed to do that, but I thought we're supposed to. How are these regulations formulated? There's a committee called the Civil Aviation Regulations Committee, in which IOPA, the Airline Owners Pilot Association, which the President of the Nation referred to, sits in this committee. And they discuss those regulations. And then they agree that these are the regulations that are going to enhance safety in South Africa. And therefore, the minister must promulgate. And the minister does that. And when they are promulgated, everyone has to comply. And one of those people, IOPA, has to comply to those regulations. And those regulations will stipulate, among other things, that the manufacturer stipulates that he has an aircraft, new. In 5 years' time, you must have done this type of maintenance of this aircraft. And in between, you must have done 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's either the time over 5 years or it's the number of hours that you fly when you have to do maintenance. CAA every year then goes through the process you to certify that the aircraft is allowed to fly. One of the problems we find is that the people who go around these regulations, when an accident happens, insurance is going to pay both that aircraft was employed. And this is a regulation to South Africa, everyone has to comply. And unfortunately, that's what it is. They are in line with the ICAO standard. And South Africa complies with that standard. That's why you further grade, that it's user pay principle. So all those 12,000 acres that are on the register of South Africa, every year they pay a fee to retain their license. And coming with it after they've paid their fee, they are then audited, and then the aircraft is licensed to be away, and the person can then satisfy it. And if they've got problems, they can appeal to the laws of what they want to do. Now, cause of aircraft were mentioned that there is an occasion for the contract board. There was a permitted question. I was asking that question. SAC, they must have done with what they have. The incidents are reported at SACA, not at national office. And then they provided us with a certificate. And one of them, not only for the communication, is one of the cause of fact. The other one is failure to recover against the other party that's in the company. And the third one is contact. These are the three main causes of the disaster. I think in the actual report, we find it. There's a question of what CAA stands for, what do they want to achieve? Yes, they want a safer sky, safer aircraft, and competent pilots. This is what they want. And they do that through regulation and slight technical stuff. And this is the main challenge that happens, not only in South Africa, but in the US. In terms of understanding, the accident investigation, it has been in existence since 1998. The only problem is that it was in the as a civil aviation authority. According to aviation standards, it can't be there because it becomes, the CAA becomes a reference player. In aviation, when you investigate, you research what caused the accident. It can't be CAA. So if it is there, it's felt that there is conflict of interest, it must move out. The moving out was coming to the Department of Transport, which as we speak, now there is an investigation to report it to the Department of Transport. So there was no standing because at that time it was. We are not delivering that it's an important function and we're not establishing as a right. There is an investigation. So that it was a function in our civil aviation authority. And I think we should be grateful that SACA does ground aircraft around the world. Because it saves lives. It saves property, it saves lives, it saves people on the ground. And that's what that attempts to do. I think I've covered that.
Let me respond to the issues raised by the honourable member around the performance in my jokes. I'm not joking. Let me relate to this. The role of the department is primarily to produce policy strategies. And the policy is also the process. It's not like the manufacturer. I don't have a class for my job. For example, I made an example about a draft meeting. If you are looking for a change paper in a draft meeting, clearly if you are a technical, you do not have the target, you have a matching target. And I'm sure that's from the point you come from. In the case of a policy, it can't be. And these are the arguments. I'm sure you had that debate here. We can't get the change because the assumption is that if you haven't produced a new paper in the draft, you won't be coming to work if you want to do it. When in fact you've done everything, barring the certification of this going on, being approved for consultation. So it's not necessary that we are wanting to place market business, but the capacity constraints referred to in page 109 are in relation to the unit internal audit. One was that it did, and I'm sure you saw in the report that I did. The internal audit unit previously was on the right. And as a result of increased capacity in the personnel of people for it to discharge. By the authority, but also went along with the audit committee as well as the AT. As a result of the community, now capacity constraints will be transferred. two other questions around student number, as well as the issue around the misconduct. Where are they now in terms of
thank you, Chairperson, and honorable members. The honorable member asked about the names of the cities. It's Ekurhuleni, Capricorn, Umfolozi, Ekurhuleni, Orbit, Monreal, Cape Town, and Ngqura. We started off with 5 colleges, and we are now at 8. We are intending to have them across the provinces. When we started, it was a very new program where we introduced transport participants at deputy colleges where they didn't exist before. We started off developing the curriculum level, and therefore we have added 3 more colleges this year. We started off with 497 students. They are now at 1,037, and we are progressing in this regard. In terms of the dropout, we realize that sometimes the dropout is caused by the fact that the students might not have a strong background in math, science, and technology. So we have 14 fixed laboratories. Some of them placed at universities where schools that do not have a good laboratory could go in with their lecturers and teachers to really do experiments. And we have now 29 mobile laboratories. The mobile laboratories are intended to reach the most rural places, whereby teachers and learners can be supported with the mobile laboratory. It is a partnership between government and private. We are intending to increase those mobile laboratories to reach the poorest of the poor. That is in order to deal with the dropout rate so that we can increase the scores that the students would get into the university with. And this check is such that there's also support for those students who might register in engineering but still need some beef up when they are at university to improve their scores and their science and technology. That is the track to try and reach the poorest of the poor, as well as the rural schools that may or may not have the facilities that are well equipped in terms of the laboratory. In terms of misconduct cases, we have concluded 5 forensic investigations. They have been finalized. We are now in the process of undertaking a disciplinary process in relation to that. There are 2 more high-level investigations that have been done in relation to what the CFO has just presented, to say the way irregular expenditure in this area and that area. And as a result of the investigation, we had to suspend 1 senior management service member so that the investigation can ensue. Thank you very much.
Follow-up question, Chair. You see, this confused me. Oh, Chair, follow-up question. Okay, thank you. Yabona ke ngoku, I'm a bit confused. There are FTEs and it is true you have FETs, FET colleges.
We have.
For transport.
Further education.
Yeah.
Yes, actually the further education and training.
exactly like education.
However, we have introduced the transport-related disciplines to be offered at these colleges, and therefore the colleges that are existing, because they didn't sort of offer any transport-related disciplines to ensure that those students who might not have made it to matric, or whose grades are not good enough to enter into university, can actually go and study at the FET colleges in transport-related disciplines so that they can be absorbed by the industry, the transport industry.
Oh, okay, because another question that I was going to ask is what happens to them after they have completed that training? Okay.
We are training for the industry, the transport industry.
Okay. Thank you.
Honorable Olive, followed by Peter and
thank you, Chairperson. I have a range of comments, Chairperson. My first comment is to you as a chairperson and party. I'm concerned because today we, and I want to jump your opening remarks, I apologize, but I didn't give an apology before that I have to be at another meeting before this. I'm concerned because we have a new acting DG and we don't have a minister.
Okay.
Thank you, Chip. So, for my question, Pastor Chow, today, they don't say go home because you are not home. Spelling clemency. Chip, I cannot touch by saying anything that is new to him. Can I start an honorable colleague will join me when I say hala hala he told me hala.
That's
called up. This is an honorable colleague. We are going forward. Chairperson, I have a few questions. I'm not going to talk long. I'm going to ask questions to you one. My first one was on page 35. promoted admission awareness. This is just 221 coding book. Come back here, that's what I will do. I'm just want to find out. What about two provinces that are left? We didn't say anything about it. So maybe it's because they don't, like Northwest, they don't have any airport. And those people are struggling. They say, last one we asked this question, they say the problem is mainly the province. I just want to be sure. That's the second question. And then on page 78, we were talking about 50-50. You are saying you are 50-50 in your office. But it's not, I'm not sure of that. You can start tomorrow and the past 3 years. Well, the time I started to be part of this family, I didn't think that 50-50 is only a choir, most of the choir, boy choir, are attending this portfolio committee. And when you talk about the Shokwaga Lula bicycles, that was repeated, he's having the letter during the year. And they are under review. The pastor should give us the number of Shokwakalula. The other one is when we talk about the school patrol. The national school scholar patrol policy. The pastor should give us an account on that the latest development. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you also for the presentation. It was quite complete. Took almost the whole day. I think, Chairperson, I'm not going to repeat the entities. Department of Transport, the budget, police departments, important arms that deals with the budget, and the annual reports. And we wait for the entities when we bring their presentation at the top tomorrow and next week. On the issue of the departments, the policy to block. In your presentation, I think, okay, this document, I think,
starts to try the coordinate your problem and to monitor for that matter. I will not be surprised if, for instance, if you talk human resources at your level, I want to come to that point later. So you might be incapacitated for coordinating your own department, you know, all line functions, in as far as your budget is concerned. So so I'm posing the challenge to yourself that you need to ponder around the question of the 2% at your level. Well, there's nothing that you can do. And it seems to me, once you give to those funds to your problem, you don't have a pass over them. You don't have a firm grip over them. That's why there was an appeal from Ubojua, you know, when he was speaking in the presentation, that he spoke to these provinces. But to what extent does those provinces adhere to what you are in? So I'm saying we need to develop a policy or an act or whatever, or a bill that must give you more power to have the control of those. I think we should do that because that's our responsibility as lawmakers. So I'm saying, otherwise you always complain about the manner in which you operate, and yet you don't have powers by law to oversee your own properties and so on. So I'm saying, even with the your entities, you know, we only will have later that damage has been done. If it is done. So I'm saying we need to look into that. On the question of coming back to the human resource, Chairperson, I think we do have a clear challenge here. A very clear challenge. I will not make a pathology of what has been raised, but surely if the resource are being at your level, you are not going anywhere so far. You know, you are not going anywhere. Seriously speaking. Because surely if the acting DCG is acting, surely in his place, there's someone also acting. So it's a credit going down. So I'm saying that Chairperson, the matter of stability at the senior level should be addressed as a matter of interest. It can't continue in the manner in which it is continuing. Nevertheless, there are other issues that you don't have that cause you must to be stable. Yet you are having such a huge budget that you are doing. Because billion is quite a huge amount of budget. So I'm saying the issue of human resource starting from yourself, and also not only yourself, because I do get the sense that you are also under, you are also incapacitated in terms of your own offices. One body, if you say to me the DG, you do my working. Your own office. I can take that approach to a large extent, all of you. So I'm saying that you need to take yourself very clear, otherwise you are going to have a clear challenge and you will not be able to monitor what is happening on the ground in as far as safety is concerned, because you are overstretched. Sooner than later, now that you are, you have other opportunities that will take yourself to retire before time. So I'm saying you need to also ask yourself as this management that is coming here to deliver. So the question of job creation, give us some food for thought so that we go back to our constituencies and raise the bar, proudly so, that this department does contribute in the job creation and beating the unemployment that is ravaging in our country. So I'm saying you need to come up very clearly. The issue of having 20 full-time equivalent. If you work in terms of the labor law, you work for 6 months, already you are dealing with the levels for that person to be employed. And at the point of appointing him or her, then you say, no, the contract is over, and you rather than me. So there are some technicalities that are not sit very well with us based on our labor background. So I'm saying we need to look into that. The other matter, Chairperson, is the question of we talk here of improved public transport system pushing a lot of it and so on. But I think we need to be creative in providing safe transport on our roads, equally to our pedestrians, because also the level of advocacy that can be very strong throughout the year, it is punctuated by occasions rather than a sustainable program on the issue of advocacy. The 14,000 people per annum is too huge, too much, that lies on the roads. And if you translate that into rising debt, surely we will not be able to sustain that kind of activity. So maybe the Department of Basic Education and Transport must come together to have an understanding, even if to include this awareness as part of the curriculum in our schools, so that we have safer roads and everything else. We need to do that. But also the automotive industry, we need also to speak to them. I know at one stage, Chetas has raised one of the meetings, the question of the black box. I'm not sure whether they were, I think so, the black box. So that you can detect what are the causes of a particular accident, of a particular vehicle. There are so many incidents that are taking place, and those who take the decision do not come sometimes to the fore to address the public as to what happened, really. Take the question of that truck that smashed so many people on that road. How far are we with that issue? What is the outcome of the public know? And what precautionary measures are taking? So I'm saying we need to come together with all those departments, sister departments that we feel can work together with the Department of Transport to educate the nation throughout. Let them have a budget, if there's no budget, so that we talk about these matters every year. It should not be functioned as on occasion. I want to commend the department where it's due. I think on our national roads, I think we are doing quite well in terms of improving all those national roads. Where we are having the challenge, I think it is access roads and rural roads. I think we need to shift our focus and look into the provincial roads, which feed into our rural areas, and ask maybe some of them, because they do have the capacity to move this piece. Maybe we need to get a plan as to how to address this matter with the provinces and Sandoval and other agencies that have the capacity to improve our roads. Because those roads that are not brought to the fore because they are far from the TV and the limelight and so on. And yet accidents are taking place as a plan. We need to have maybe a plan, a very clear plan, to say how do we address the question of the roads, especially from the rural community. If we prioritize that in a 5-year or 2-year plan, say this, so that when we do oversight, it should not be just a generic thing that I think we are learning. But as each of us entered the Ducati Baseline region and entry, and we are going forward to this level. So, Chairperson, I think I can. On the issue of the budget, I think we did raise our matters. I would like to put that they are self explanatory at the bottom. On the question of the understanding, for me, my interpretation, if you understand, it means you do not work, or either you plan, you do not plan the benefits, you are not smart or planning to give the outcome of that particular program. So I'm saying the issue of rather let us overspend than to understand, because you can have more explanation when you overspend rather to understand. If you set up a plan, you budget 100 rands to spend 100 rands and you spend only 30 rands, it means your plan is not correct or you did not do work, whatever the case may be. So from then on, just letting this matter, it's a matter when I look into your fingers. I will go down at some point for the detail, otherwise I'm covered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hi.
demonstrate that there are things that we can do and use the existing policies rather than calling for new legislation. In terms of ensuring that there is common understanding of what needs to be done at national level, provincial level, and municipality, in terms of program implementation, I always hear it. I view it as an excuse that there is nothing that we can do because of the institutional arrangement as well as the power and function. I think it is an excuse because the absence of legislation and platform that we can use to arrive at a common understanding. If it is able to have one message when it is election time, whether it is election for local government or general election, provincial and international, if it is possible, a politician ever to have one message common. What will make it different to the different understanding when it comes to the implementation of that message? Because what you actually implement is what is at the end of the election time system. Why would there be a common understanding of what needs to be done when it is election time? And when it is implementation of that election, no common understanding. What causes that? So the point that I'm making is that A, you are telling Kamal to the sent people into us. Yamaka Boka. You don't attend as a department of transport national, the integrated development there. It is different in the municipality level. And the provincial sphere of government doesn't serve the person responsible for training, but to mean a junior official. That actually resides in the district. A person who doesn't know, what you are about to have to learn, who's going to be
last time we were about the integrated development plan of the district municipality covers mainly the plan of the local municipality and very little of the plan of the provincial government. Yet, that year of government is actually charged with the responsibility of coordinating the entire planning. So, in the OTA, you will have a program at national level, have a different perspective from the province to make that and buy an example of water, because I know OTA. The instrument is there, it's just that that instrument is looked down upon. When I remember social and official, I will chase them away and say, you don't know anything about planning, go and get your representative from your department as well as the planning. That is why the plan they are going was taken as number one plan in the country for the different municipalities when I was a citizen. I would not sit in the junior official, a way forward for implementation. So there is that instrument. And then there is the integrated intergovernmental relations framework, which is coordinated at the premier level, where all the departments then come together again. And our local government here, as well as the representative now by the district mayor, we were in the office of the premier in KwaZulu-Natal, and that is what used to happen. Now we have this, I know, presented about that today. KwaZulu-Natal is forward in the planning and implementation of services because those structures were functional in KwaZulu-Natal. So there is no extreme. Another issue that is making our program in the Department of Transport not to be well coordinated is the institutional arrangement that we pointed out during the strategic thing that you can't have functions of the Department of Transport then allocated in the Department of Public Works when it comes to the provincial level. Because when we debate issues and we make laws and policies that are transport, they are not processed by the Portfolio Committee on Public Work. They are processed by the Portfolio Committee on Transport. And the oversight thereof then is provided by the Department of Transport. How on earth then would you have an oversight on issues of road at a provincial government level performed in that field by the Department of Transport? They have a public work. And then the oversight provider in Portfolio Committee of Transport. It clearly is another agenda. And it is an issue that has to be addressed by the minister, like Honorable Rodney was saying. In the meantime, you can't have, you have to raise this issue. You can't have Department of Public Work responsible and provincial level, when all provinces don't have the Department of Transport. It can't be the Department of Public Works and Roads. I've been to the school of public works. 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 Then there is also amendment. That's why you have to get amendment to the bottom of the one. Because amendment level, that's why you have to get a common understanding of the problem. programs that are aimed at addressing those problems. So, Uma, we need making you so talk about. Anything. Now, then you will say you can have a common understanding. None of the all provinces except the Western Cape are actually run by the ANC. All. So there is no concern. There is no issue with TA. You can not have a common understanding in terms of what needs to be done. Now you also were thinking, I can't say it will be a premier gangam, although it is run by the DA, but we'll never have the USNK region and it's not going to do what is expected of a Department of Transport to do. We've never had that. What this means is that you need to strengthen your coordination and be assertive. If only as a man, you don't play with power, you use it. The fact that it is called min-mec, min means minister, mec means MEC. It's a committee. And it sits down to check a way forward and a common understanding on how to deal with the problem and implement programs on the ground. Now, that, to me, get those were not questions. It's comments and it's things that you need to take into consideration. Then let me come to the issues of things that slowly drift away from our sight and end up in our hearing. One of them is the pronouncement by the former minister of school disability that every child that is in matric will come out of the matric having a driver's license. As a strategy to reduce our accidents, because when those children get to university, back on the driving, that's when they are no longer under the supervision of parents. And then they need to leave because abandonment is they are not longer under the guidance of parents. But we have not seen the implementation part of that. And it is disappearing. I even put it in the report. Disappearing as if it was a nice to say statement. Another one that has taken more than one would expect is the scholar transport policy. And we've been saying this all the time in the acting teaching, which it looks like we are not at a common level of understanding. What is it that we want to address by developing a scholar transport policy? Because report here, you are saying there is a contestation among stakeholders. We should set that around who is going to deal with the contracting of that service. My job doesn't say, Department of Education, Eco-Business, to teach the child. That is the co-business of the Department of Education. That is what the president said. Education will teach the child. Transport will transport people in South Africa, including the children. Now, in contracting again, yes, all are transport. It's a matter of education. Education and the child that has been transported to school. Where does the conclusion come from? It will come from the Department of Transport if it is failing to accept its position and say, this is our business, it is our mandate. Transporting people in South Africa is our mandate. you delegate your power of transporting people in South Africa, it would mean which end. In future, the Department of Health will say transporting of nurses and doctors is beyond from the beginning. I mean, so everyone will see it fit what in I also transport. The question that you need to be asking, can a teacher assess the fitness of a transport? Can a teacher do that? So the interest here is on the tender, not transporting the children. Who controls? The tender will process the yearly loss anything. Am I not sure if the fact that we have our education in Muti, what problem about food is being done? Nina, what transport is being done in school? Who said it is very long, we think in school? There's no confusion in that. And we have been asking for this draft policy and all the responses of the stakeholders so that we can engage now with the portfolio policy on education, that change with them. How are they going to provide the oversight gas scholar transport? By our teacher a transport that is fixed to transport a child. Because when the family was with him, Uchi Shuka never played for him, no banana laptop. Not as fast as the devil has said about education, as Nanda was put in us. Now, my mom and the role to the game. Also, see, now when we are talking about the scholar transport policy, we are not looking at the contracting aspect of the scholar transport. We are looking in a broader sense of the policy. What kind of a vehicle should be used to transport the child? Because, oh, manji, let's look at it like some man with a woman van. That has a right to transport goods. So we are not talking about the contract now. We are talking about the safety of the child. Abani Malawadon, they are put in van and in hand bag of 36 pets like sardines. But you calling them as ours. And because they are children, they can't tell if by a sound. And the level of performance then is affected. Because if you are traveling every day using multiple summer, you have a mind. So I just said that. I am going to be checking the level of need, never skidding right in the bank. Our children don't use those funds. But the process layout in the local district, all the transport policy, has taken more than 7 years. When we came in as this portfolio committee, the process of developing all the transport has taken 3 years. In 2010, we commented and we said it was October. We said it has taken 4.5 years. We are in 2013 now, but we don't have a scholar transport policy. The Bastella would have good event, good level of congestion in terms of contracting. We are not talking contracting scholar transport. We are talking many things. The features of the car, the kind of a driver that has to drive, is that of a little economy. In other countries, are who will drive up there? Kuba na muto ni mwezi. Nemo ya kesi. The transporting of being gamute. Are those suitable for children now? Mitchell would say, if drivers that are transporting children, can a driver here in Western Cape can overtake 5 cars as mean because of the level crossing. Yet again, they got it. As well, over 9 of those children. Almost all are in the I can tell. Can a rapist, a former person, an ex-prisoner, who was in jail for having raped or having abused a child, can he be a driver? If anything, another driver, he comes in the school. It is. That is what you know, we would want to see in the transport policy. I have a little bit of a contract. Because we know it is. When it comes to the contract, it is the Department of Transport because it will be knowing what features are required. It's over the road. The last time we engaged on Shukaranuna was when we were looking at the local production of the Biden. So it is no longer an interest, an area of interest, which is Lama Baitu is in a solar approach to Zemakai, we select the most starting. When the Lama Jambuti have your detail, I'm just classifying all. Now, let us come into two important mental specific question again. Has the department read the oversight report of the portfolio committee? One was on Harvard Pocket, the other one was oversight to Bamba. And other one was an oversight to Prada. And we shall be having the last one an oversight to us. That is a specific question. We will have follow up questions on that if you read those two reports. But then, let's come to page 6 on race. Now, I'll start at page 4 on race. Outcome number 1 speaks of an effective and integrated infrastructure network that serves as a catalyst for social and economic development. Other social, access to social services, alongside the schools, clinics, hospitals, churches, sports facilities, and tribal authorities. Those are aspects rural and social facilities. Yes, traditional authority. So it's not only schools and clinics. Then there is a policy that I transport that will ask a question to in the house. That says, for a gravel road to be upgraded, a
there has to be 200 cars underneath that gravel road for that gravel road to be upgraded into a blacktop. Then the government started agreement in 2005. That's the government of South Africa should lead the process of low volume drilling. Now, if the government of South Africa was given that responsibility, how is it going to lead the low volume drilling of the gravel roads in the southern region if it is not developing its own strategy of developing of ensuring the gravel roads are upgraded to low volume drilling? Now, that policy got 200 cars contracted the definition the Department of Transport, the heartbeat for social and economic development. So in our view, the determining factor should not be the number of cars. It should be the economic potential of the area that determines the upgrading. What do we mean by that? Rural development, here is a farming community that would require to export its produce to a market. There are not 100 cars now, there is a farming community and there is a market that they need to take their goods to. That community qualifies because they need to engage in economic activities, which is why then economic development leads to in terms of item number one. So outcome number one then relates to making people access places of work, shop, then farming community to upgrade the economic standards of those communities. Again, not what can come. It's the farming potential of that community that then enables, requires the Department of Transport to plan according to those needs. Our service, which you talked about, effectively transport is the second biggest emitter of the carbon, because that is the quality that is misunderstood. The urban tolling. Okay. One of the objectives of the urban tolling is to reduce the number of cars that are traveling on the road and also to reduce the time spent on the road, because when you take longer because of the congestion of cars, you are actually emitting the carbon because the car is running and it is taking the petrol. But if you don't do that study, then you will not understand that. Then on page 6, as much as bullet number 3, Kibela Rail Transport Consortium was announced as the preferred bidder for the design and manufacturing supply of the Qatar Euro Express fleet. Preferred bidder. When does proper bidding on capacity, which entity of our government is going to be trained? If in China it is the government, the state-owned entity that is being trained, it can engage them in an island. Who's responsible for rent the whole thing? Yes, I was trying to what guidance did he give to her in the each and guidance, yes, the department we pass. Would you pass on my house of all this one video? I was only responding, not so responding. But to us,
That is not built into the capacity of the state. I know most of the schools are unable to air. Why do you think that cars are to design and manufacture its own trains? Or have the vaccine that the company that is doing that? The question of Mongomba, we've been to the service hall to the oversight, and we came across the National Courage and Records. That's what they were saying. We were separated in government hall of the first public, they are moving to government to the airport from the local government. To build the capacity of the base to manufacture its own train. A nation. Then on page 30, you know, 21, 29, 30. No, that's probably page 23. We are talking about reducing of fatalities during the year to 30%. But in 2011, portfolio committee was exposed to a driving training program developed by SL Corner, where you use among simulators and what looks like a black box to actually record the behavior of the driver throughout. It doesn't matter no matter where call in traffic call, but the day you stop that car, you'll be able to read all the traffic violations that would have been committed by this driver. And if that technology is there, why are we having then a problem in terms of being hard to changing the behavior of the driver in South Africa? And then the issue is if the primary was the who develop a training program instead of the simulator for training. And in South Korea is work for cars. The school is where that program is. And we also have a similar exposure in Japan. They are using the simulator training program, which then at every school, so much actually have any understanding. And at Japan, they even have what is called an accident museum, where people that are being trained in driving would also be exposed on how accidents happen, what are the causes of the accident, so as to change the care I am with about. And so, ladies and gentlemen, today, if South Korea and Japan did it, why South Africa cannot do it? Then we move to page 30. On driving license card, this is very interesting. Driving license card. It's not a very complicated process. Why is this process outsourced? Consider it can be a cash cow in the department. Why is it outsourced? Many cars generate skill to produce this instead of buying even the technology over the land. This is what is meant by building the capacity of the state. Uma siziproducela ngelikhadi leli imali ekhokhwa ngumuntu iza kuyithengi akuzona isethi esikhokhela ikhampani eyenza la makhadi kodwa lesesavulake ngoku-outsourca sezoze si-outsource ney'nkane zethu so the answer that we want to get from the department to OT, how difficult it is to produce this internally, and what makes it to be an outsourced service, just this thing. On page 35, we are saying you are promoted as aviation awareness. Then you are saying to promote that in rural areas, the hindering factor is that there is a lack of science and infrastructure. But for a person like me who thinks out of the box, that should not be a problem. Because since in a technology market, you can establish an e-learning center and get the best men and science teachers who are located in the e-learning center, and then you bring a manager to different schools. And I would invite you to start with Harding.
No,
because in Harding, wow. In Harding, so just with one of the teachers. In Harding, there is a drop of point of the broadband. The only rural area that can go back. And in Harding, if that can be put to the socket, over Tambo and the entire Ugu, it would cover rural communities, and you can only have a few teachers located in the e-learning center that will be there. And if we have the interest, the Western Union, we can just get some telecommunication company to assist in doing that, and then team up with the Department of Science and Technology and Department of Communications to do that. Because we will be saying there is a need for us to promote this. It is for job creation purposes, and therefore, assist in pulling this broadband to cover the socket, OR, Tambo, and Ugu, and let establish an e-learning center and bring science and math to all the different schools. There is nothing in process of digital technology as in that. Just an advice. Not a question. Page 36. The issue that you are not speaking to is the universal access of foundation. And who is responsible for making that possible? For how long are we going to continue to have a mode of a transport that is accessible to the rich and certain races in the country, and the majority of the people cannot have that mode of transport. While on the other hand, we have other internalized regional efforts. And what is preventing is making the low fare airline to actually become bankrupt, which there is no low cost structure. cheaper ambition in South Africa. There are no cheaper airport services designed to accommodate low fare airlines. And it should be the responsibility of the Department of Transport to think out of the box. When will a person who is in housing, who is not a member of parliament, will access the ambition? Because me, I only access the ambition because I'm a member of parliament, I'm from housing. Other than that, I do not have a contact. Other members of my family can't afford that because of the cost of that. But also, if there is a bus subsidy for big companies that have got the contractual government, what about other modes of transport in terms of subsidies? So again, the challenge would be, when are we going to take out of the law? Because the constitution, yeah, the country, is not discriminatory in terms of class division, in terms of race, in terms of geographical location. So I wouldn't know if I move around in any way, just because they're not planning in country. Page 41. Trend and place in time. Making clean. But the training was on IT. But my father, with this one, the result is that he doesn't get the required experience. Now, the question that we are asking, train a great intent in municipalities and different municipalities to do what? Because in your case, you should not be having this difficult. As on transport, because there is a shortage of transport related schemes, particularly at local government level. There are no engineers for local government. Then I can talk with our engineers and so I work in BSA. We used to actually get engineers to assist us in the local government from DBSA. Because there are no engineers for local government. Local government can't afford them as engineers. So I'm not interested in now. You want to fill up a business in that now. I think for today I am done. Because we are then going to use it. What was presented to us by the Auditor General to actually engage right at the end with the Department of Transport when we have engaged on the entity to actually look at the commitment that are required in terms of what the department should do, particularly the minister, and in terms of what the portfolio committee should do. But the difference, we also have been looking at the analysis that has been done by the researcher and the portfolio committee that we are also going to use to engage the department. But
but we are also going to use our own political party special and Kinawa-East, we will be looking at the Federal Delivery Finance, because that is what informed us to be here. That is what we will vote in for. So we will be using that to engage. I think we can now respond to the question.
Thanks, it's a massive list, I must say. But I'm sure we'll not respond to all customer comments and that we will go with the question, but at the top time is what in a scope I think in some of the issues that they have been doing. I'm going to attempt to respond to all. But before I do that, just want to, as a teacher, to say truly that to the comment you made, the first comment you made, that, I mean, I don't think any of us here as a teacher, I get to show you that from upland to appreciate the role that the oversight of the committee and how it has helped us. And I'm sure evidence right there is some form of us and how we have moved it. We're not going to make it easy. And that's why even how we want to deal with the fundamental issue. Chris talked about the dollar. That's how we're going to have to transfer. And I think I take that as a guide and advice, and we truly are not going to make any excuse. Just to chronologically follow the questions asked by all of our members. I think I appreciate the confidence coming from all of it's indeed a reflection of the good work that the department is trying to put financial control in China. And I think the next step now is that what we are doing now is trying to deal with entity over the control. That the government report that each of the units we want to do, I'm sure it's something that we need to engage with. How can we better enhance that is a tool for making sure that we don't ever get on the end, but rather, as and when we do that. I mean, you'll remember the members of the meeting is going to come for some time. You remember, we used to have a huge list of issues. We may have unqualified support, but there was a huge issue. We won't be able to deal with that by making sure that the capacity to teleport is improved. It was therefore to then give the society the ability and the latitude to during the year address what we think I think that the idea will aggregate. And I think there are means, I'm sure that one of the things that the chair referred to earlier on, but not direct, was in the response of the now I think these are the things you want, these are the things you want to see. I mean, and then we now have built up public, I mean, made it to oversight within the various units, pressure has been at the Bishop Party to say within each of the units, then have oversight for the very respective areas. One, which is financial, but we also going to the issue of form and government. Those are the things here in each of the areas. So we'll be given money to do it better. And I think, I'm sure it may be that this year you may not see it improving, but for sure in the years to come, it will improve. That's it. I can guarantee. But the second issue, the more fundamental issue which you raised around funding model, what has happened is that basically that transport infrastructure funding is important. And unfortunately, it has been wrong. Because there is a symbiotic relationship. it doesn't matter how efficient the port can be. But if the supporting municipal infrastructure can't carry the output in throughput, it's of no use. And therefore, the funding model that we're trying to do, and I'm sure you know and you appreciate it, these are the points that I'm trying to mention. There are so many grants, particularly infrastructure, that are there. And the most important thing, if we want to maximize the ability of the grant to deal with the transport infrastructure in all its factors, it was one of the things that was taken in this government tonight. You wanted to create the networks that are managed according to the settlement. When they talk of a port network, the world over ports are managed at the municipal level. But this government took a view that you want to create a network. And in creating a network was the ability to go across the ports. And that's one of the things. And as a result of cross subsidization, you've been able to get investment in ports where you would otherwise have not been able to. PE, these land that you would not have. So, therefore, our belief is that, and I think probably one of the discussions we have with you is to say, these are some of the ideas we have and how we think you may want to add a relevant element of the morning. So the model I've asked the team to come up with, that, outside of roads, because roads are the primary movers of cars in the country, we all know that. But other than that, how does the support pay support and create that security or have the ability of students move without having to increase the logistics cost? Because if you have efficiency somewhere else and you have inefficiency somewhere else, it then becomes systemic. Because the ability to deal with one at a particular network level and the exclusion of the other becomes a zero sum game. So the model we're seeking to do now, and we were saying before, what is it and how do we move forward in making sure that people respond to that? And I think the comments we made are very important. And I think from our side, we are then to engage and get the member input in our camera with what we think would be a desirable platform. The fact of the matter is that the fiscal should be grant money and the fiscal location can't fund transport. We have three options in how we come up with. First one, we should look at that. A grant and fiscal location, the GDP, and the high concession. And how that really can help us is something that we want to look at and make sure that we make the smart people. Yes, we take your point. Page 22, there was a comment on page 22. The comment literally said that I do not want to deal, because now we're at the stage where the team is being finalized with the draft here of the economy, of the trade itself. Because you will understand that we are wanting to consolidate and regulate it functional in the transport, so the economy is there. One of the great things is to set up the trade itself with the road, railway, port, and the aviation matter, and then consolidate that under one to make sure that you create the economies of scale. But secondly, is that you also want to move into the safety aspect that can't combine the two. So the long and short is that I'm not sure when, but we know that between now and the next 10 years of cycle, we'll have to start this. We won't be coming in with the draft, but not now, because now we are being consulting while on the other side. And then on page 49, the 700 million. Or let me go to page 2, or I went jumping. Page 22. Indeed, it is multiple there. The 1390, because we see the year cycle is 450. And this therefore refers to the Rostock Newark program. think this is what we will do, because the annual performance system talk to the issue around this competition. The issue around the competition, I think, and something like probably what we need to do, and I think in the exercise that all of the infrastructure and going to be related to the role the maritime competition, advocating in how to maximize the potential for quality job creation, and how therefore we want to see the disaster in the of those jobs. Yes, I slightly agree with the issue around art. Yes, it is not something that will help our hands as an end up getting the bombs and the pressure. Now with the tools that teams have developed across the key branches, it's us wanting to say, yes, it has a dedicated and we are 2% of the city. But what is it that we are doing to make sure to get the efficacy of the amounts that are coming out? If you remember, one of the things in which one of the problems is that we are wanting to make sure that if there is no delivery, we are in a position to take them out. On the HR stability and the CMF, yes, I'm sure you saw it in the report, the mobility at CMF is at a direct level, but generally in the department, the levels from 6 to 10 to 11, because that's where people are wanting appointments in the department. The hospital supervised a junior medical manager, then people are wanting to move up. And that's where the high mobility is. These are the figures we showed earlier on. But at the chief director, that's where we, the past years, the state, we see majority of the teachers that are in the department. Of the now present, majority of them have been at least about 5 years. I've been there for 7 years. For 7 years, you know, but that number, so that number is going to stabilize, but it's the issue now of the level of how people need to take them. And the other time, the issue around improving public transport, I think that I think it's an issue that we need to take back and see how we can infuse into the public transport planning exercise now to make sure that we use advocate as you said. The first thing that I'm putting is the key, and I think it's one of those things that we need to go forward with. In response to the questions raised by Honorable Member, yes, I do not say we are 50-50. It's still a challenge. We are working on it. We are putting measures. And that, to the extent possible, and that's why I said, we are not being too broad in the of our intensity to include more people so that there can be a bigger pool to choose from. The issue of sure, I will not get the scholar sample of those people or the chief architect who responds to the issue around the scholarship for the cost of the scholar cost. Chairperson, I think I take the guidance and I think it's something that we need to take back, go back, relook at the issue that was raised by all of us look around how we deal with bringing the issue of education and
The issue here is that
is we have to come to a point where there is less outsourcing. And we will not arrive at that by default. We will have to plan on how we arrive at that, starting with the skills, what is to understand what skills gap do we have in the country and what skills do we need in order to take advantage of the fact that there is so much money that is invested in the infrastructure development as well as the rolling stock. Because we were the human race in China. We were exposed even to the maintenance program that comes as a result of that investment. What preparatory work are we doing to ensure that when that time comes, the people that will be serving and be trained are actually employed by a state-owned company? We are not going to be outsourcing that.
I don't remember that when I was
include the national vagalula will report in his report.
Including the national vagalula, as I said, the national vagalula has grown up by taking it at the point of a child. Instead, he was by taking that a man of a child. In South Africa, he provides jobs in underdeveloped areas. That's why we talk. And Nahamba in Nairobi is going to be going on. coming to schools and cleaning. How many schools and cleaning are not accessible in all weather conditions? So that the Department of Transport can then do a proper planning of how to make those schools and clinics accessible in all weather conditions. Because the knowing your network, if it doesn't speak to that, it doesn't mean anything to us. It should be speaking to that. We should be having a breakdown of how many schools in the rural areas are not accessible in all weather conditions. And how many schools are still inaccessible because they are across the river and there is no bridge. Because the negative impact of that is that a child will not go to school in bad weather conditions. And even if there is transport to school, if it is a rural gravel road that is inaccessible in all weather conditions, that transport will not go to school. And those children will lose learning periods. And then at the end of the day, osaziwayo laba asebahlala kakhulu emadolobheni akuthi bazokhekhuthi ugavenment yase-South Africa uyahluleka ukuprovida i-better education bakhoza ukubona ukuthi the infrastructure that is not there and these children are losing learning day. In the same way that level providing a sanitary pad to a young school girl impact on that girl losing schooling days, because each time that girl is on period, Usani Kaya Ban is going. Deal with the root causes of the quality of education that we are experiencing. Not to blame the government, because the government has provided all the instruments. The government has said, for young girls, for poor families, we are going to provide sanitary pads, because it is the sanitary, it is the periods that are preventing the children to go to school. And the measurement of that is reborn the absenteeism and number of that, because it would have missed a number of days. 5 days every month is how many days in a year? 60. That is why that particular intervention, the same applies to the gravel road that is inaccessible, that makes the school inaccessible in all weather conditions. Malila is a link and a mechanical is falling. The same applies to Ushoba Kalula, because even if you can give them bicycles, if the road infrastructure is not right, they will not use those bicycles. That is the issue that we are talking about here. Page 51. Expenditure management. The accounting officer did not take effective and appropriate steps to prevent irregular expenditure. And on page 19 of the Auditor General's report, enhanced performance and consequence management. We would like when you come back to tell us what consequences were given to the, what were the consequences of the illegal the accounting officer that did not take effective and appropriate steps to prevent irregular expenditure. What were the consequences for that? Because the auditor general did. The department, my ears would be in a mouthful. The must be
one. That's my opinion. So we've instituted legal action against a number of officials. Chairperson, thank you so much. I think from our side, that's right. think that we need to hear about left so that we should be important. Linked to that in the question of international agreement. It seems to be international agreement that was a problem. The territory has been in operation. The first, the going to that is advised, although the agreement, I pose the question, if they are following or inhibit the movement between country to country, we should be told so that when we advise what needs to be done so that we expect that. Well, there should be a free movement guided by the principles of the international law. Thank you, Chairman. Okay. Yes. I was trying to revise some of the. And some of the information is that my name is Elijah, I came to fly from Kuala Lumpur, joint space, pick up passengers, it goes to Cape Town, pick up passengers, it goes to Argentina. While SAA was also flying that way. So obviously, it's not a good argument for the country. So we're trying to revise those. But the problem is, my name doesn't want to talk to us. He was still at Valley to have. So it's a really challenge. The second one, which is going to come to the media, Tanzania. Is an issue. But we are doing our best to revise those. I don't think at the moment there's a need for intervention. Should that be, we'll come to that. And then, I'm not sure the other one was. Oh, the equal one you have not delivered. It's one of them, it's the three documents, ELIF, policy, and the other, expert investigation, appeals committee, those are the ones that you. In the next strategic objective that we have, those who are dealing with them, they are dealing with them on this function. As part of the issue.
Now, the issue twice. When you are in South African Airways, you got this continuation of the in British Airways, you want to increase our flight path. In British Airways, they've got their flight at 6:20 from Durban to Cape Town, 10:45, 14 hours, 1400 hours. And 1800 hours for. And it is an international carrier. It's government-owned carrier, you know, just continuing the action. Ultimately, the government that is based on us, SNC, is going to present. Thank you. The statue is not here. Oh, not here, but Cape Town Lodge. Yes, it is a road traffic. Agency, road traffic management corporation and cross border road transport agency.
I was saying DPG service. If I may excuse the more, but I'm here next to each other.
It's compulsory that I must be here.
I think that's